Senate Tax will come back to order. Secretary will take the roll.
Chairman Blaisdell.
Here.
Vice Chair Webb.
Yes, ma'am.
Senator Barrett.
Here.
Senator Cohenour.
Present.
Senator Hovind.
Yes.
Senator Malik.
Here.
Senator McClafferty.
Here.
Senator Pomnikowski.
Here.
Senator Richmond.
Here. Good drawing.
Senator Sales. Excused. Senator Temple.
Yes.
Senator Thomas.
Excused. Okay, members, thank you for coming in on short notice. With that, Senator Cohenour.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to do my mea culpa to the committee because I had, up until 5:30 last night, was told that this was okay for us to go ahead and move out of the committee and move forward so we could maybe get it down to finance and claims before the transmittal break. I have been informed that it would be better if we just kept it here in our committee. So what I'd like to do is actually move Senate Bill 156 for discussion, then I'll ask to go ahead and put the amendment on it. And as we did with that other bill that we kept in committee after that, it can just sit there with the amendment on it until we have some agreement on how it will move forward in the process. So, and I do apologize for making us do this today, but obviously the department has some information for us, so I'm excited.
Senator Cohenour, did you want to move your amendment?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I'd move Senate Bill 156 do pass, and then I'll move Senate Bill or Amendment SB 015601.AJC.
Is there a discussion on the amendment?
Mr. Chairman, this amendment effectively moves this the effect of this bill out of this biennium and into the next biennium. So that there isn't any fiscal impact to this biennium's budget. Mr. Chairman.
Is there a discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, do a voice vote or roll call vote? Voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. Senator Cohenour?
Mr. Chairman, I'll withdraw my motion on the bill.
Okay. So members of the committee, what we'll do is, so this will sit in your folder. When we go back into executive action on this bill, I'll clarify again for the record that the amendment is on the bill so that's all in place, and we'll work on this after the transmittal break. And I think this time this will be our last meeting till after transmittal.
Chairman?
Yes.
I just wanted to thank the committee for that, and I believe that Senator Hovind has something to say.
Oh, Senator Hovind.
I would just like, I guess, Senator Blaisdell, you probably have the most knowledge on this. This idea of passing a bill and then putting the defective date 2 years out, what's going to happen here? You know, obviously it's because of the fiscal note. What's going to happen in 2019 maybe some of us come back or not.
I'm the chairman anyway. Senator Hovind, I guess to me you're basically obligating the next legislature with the Senator Barrett.
No. I don't think you actually can obligate the next legislature necessarily, and the next legislature could reverse it if they wanted to. But what will happen is that this will by putting this in, this will affect the present law adjustments in the next budget.
Yes.
So in developing the next budget before the session actually starts, which could be our last session, I think, by the way, before the session actually starts, when budget office and fiscal division determine the amount of present law adjustments that they have to make, they'll have to incorporate the effects of this bill because this will be present law at that time.
So this will appear, if the governor elects to put it in his budget, it will show up in the budget and then will be handled through appropriations. There will be the policy issue will have been decided.
Yes.
Okay, if the governor decides not to put it into his budget, what happens?
It would be a line item stricken.
The legislature can decide too.
Thank you.
Stephanie? You help work on the budget board.
Mr. Chairman, because this is an individual income tax credit, it's actually going to show up in the revenue forecast, so we will include this as being additional credits, and so it'll be a part of the revenue forecast, actually, and it will be built in. When we do our revenue estimate, we present to the Revenue and Transportation Interim Committee in November of 2018, prior to the session, these numbers will be in that revenue estimate.
Senator Conner?
Mr. Chairman, and then in the budgetary thing, maybe we do want Director Kadis to just talk about that.
Yeah, without objection. Sorry, Director Kadis.
So, Mr. Chairman, Senator Conower, what's the question again?
So how would this, if this were to go forward but it's pushed out of biennium, what would it look like in the budget creation and what would come to the legislature?
There would be no additional action required by the legislature. It would be incorporated in the revenue estimate. You had asked the question, well, if the governor didn't want to include it, how would he do that? Well, he would have to put forward an initiative to repeal this law and then take credit for the savings.
Mr. Chairman, and what if the governor leaves the policy in place and funds it at $0?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Conner, the governor does not have the ability to fund this at $0. It is a tax credit, so it just comes out. It's not like an appropriation.
If he tried to do that, there would have to be the statutory change and like an accompanying bill or so forth, much like I think he's proposed with some other funding things, not in tax, but in other areas.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Senator Hoban.
Thank you for your indulgence and the information.
Hey, all we got is time, Senator Hoban. Anything else before the committee? Thank you so much, and thank you to Ms. Hopkins and Mr. Coles for working on this for us today. Senate tax adjourned.